We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, got a business idea? Got a cool invention? Call in now for the Buzz Business Pitch Tank with our investor, Brandon T. Adams. 818-2899.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Hi, guys. What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. And here we are. We're round two with our friends from Go Frost Yourself Bakery.
I just love that name.
I know.
Molly, I know. And there are so many people who reached out to us. Like, Atalia Rihanna listens to the show all the time, uh-huh. and she was the very first person to message us on the Buzz Business Pitching live feed, because we go on Facebook Live. We're on mm-hmm. Facebook Live right now.
Hello.
She's like, just with that name, I am totally booking them for the next corporate event.
We have so many people that say that. They're like, we just laugh every time.
Yes, there you go. Molly and Jen, give it up. Hello.
Yeah.
And if you ever do a Zoom with them, it says go frost yourself in the bottom corner.
Molly and Jen are have a new business in Greece, and now we're on week two of the business. Like, you just opened up.
Week three, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to let everybody know.
Oh, week three. Okay.
They are a bakery in Greece, so that's what go frost yourself is. So now, Brandon, you gave them a couple of ideas, a couple of assignments to take care of, right?
Yes. So, girls, the assignments that I gave you, one was post every day on Instagram. Two was reach out or stop into 10 different businesses with a product or flyer to basically tell them you're in business. The third thing was create a new product or just name that you can be available for a limited time at your location. So let's go through the three things. Did you get them done? Let's start with one. Did you post every day?
Yep. That was good.
Oh, hold your phone closer to your...
Get your phone up closer for you. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Sorry. Yeah, we normally post every day. So that one was pretty easy for us. Unfortunately, I have a small problem with needing to do that.
A video, a picture, all of the same product.
Okay, yeah.
Like, which one's better every day? Yes.
Have you gained any more followers on your social since last week?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's really cool, too, because we have people that keep stopping in and saying they heard us on the radio or they saw a funny video that we posted or something like that.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, so number two, did you go to 10 different locations, businesses?
So we have been to 7. A couple of the ones that we tried to get to that we were really interested in getting to were closed. By the time we were done. So
what was the conversation feedback like for the businesses you went into?
They've been really positive. It's something that they're supportive of our businesses coming in the area. And it's something that they were promising of wanting to be with us, something to do with collab, something to do with networking event.
And they got free stuff out of it too.
Yeah.
You're feeding people. They don't not want that. Yeah.
How did it feel, girls, to go in and, like, talk to them? Like, were you nervous at first, or when you went in, like, did it feel good? And then just kind of acknowledge the fact that you guys are doing the right thing?
Started before we even opened. It was really cool because we had a lot of awesome responses to businesses that reached out. And I think that made us a little less nervous, but there's always a little bit of that, like, something where you're like, man, I hope they like what we're dropping off.
Yes. We're pretty unique, and you kind of have to just be okay with that, too.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not okay, you can just walk out and say, go frost yourself.
Exactly. I mean, they kind of a little bit know what they're getting before they come into the bakery itself.
Yes. That's awesome.
So the final one is my favorite. Did you create a unique, like, product? As I said, hey, every week maybe you have this special thing you do. Did you create something, and what is it? What's the name? Give us all the details.
Okay, so we did Cinnamon Roll Saturdays. So we are open at 6 a.m. on Saturday, and they're these monster cinnamon rolls that we're going to be having. I can't say it. online.
Right.
But we posted a pretty funny video about them and had like a really cool reaction about it. And we're doing like original ones and a flavored one every week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are we talking like the size of my head or like how big are these cinnamon rolls?
It's terrible for sure. You shouldn't finish all of it in one sitting, but I tried.
And just like not eat the day before.
That's how big it is.
Yeah.
So, girls, after everything the last 7 days, it's been 7 days that since we last spoke, tell me just how it feels and just the progress of your business and everything from the last 7 days, all the different tasks you've done.
I think it's kind of solidified our love for it. It's one of those things where you're exhausted and you're tired and you're sitting there going, did you shower today? Did you like look like a human today? I'm like a human napkin by the end of the day because I'm just wiping stuff on my apron. And you're like, let's go talk to people. And I think, I mean, all around, it just is how much passion that we have for it. It pushes you forward and people don't care, you know, what you look like. People don't care, you know, what the name of your business is and how sweetly aggressive it is a little bit. But they care that you're trying, and we have been, and we're out there, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, to rearrange our day, be able to go talk to people, and just go, just be out there. It's something that we want to be a part of the community with.
So this feels like a very exciting time for you, because the challenges, you've been kind of already doing them. You kind of maybe ramped them up a little bit because Brandon gave you the challenge. It feels good. Everybody's giving you the attention. The novelty of this, though, are you nervous it'll wear off? And is there a specific question that you have that maybe Brandon can help you avoid it just plateauing? Because you said that happens with a lot of bakeries, right?
There is a lot of area for that to happen, for sure. Like, there's no way that you can ride the high forever unless you kind of make it happen for yourself. So I'm thinking that we probably stick with the stuff that we've been doing and amp it up in a way where you're not, you know, posting the same type of thing all the time. And you're not giving up on the original, like, love of the idea.
What would you say, Brandon, is something they can do to ensure that they don't plateau? Or what's the next step now for them?
Yeah,
I would say just keep reinventing yourself. I mean, you're just getting started, so sometimes the monotonous, like the things that you do that seem kind of boring, you're doing the same thing every day, that builds over time. And that kind of builds into a bigger successes for you because you're getting more people to come in, you're getting more referrals, more people are hearing about you. So keep doing that. Stay with it. Stick with it. But as you go along the way, always be challenging yourself. Maybe do something you normally wouldn't do. Maybe it's a different kind of event activity. Maybe it's a new kind of product that you offer. Always reinvent yourself, because what happens with a lot of businesses and owners is they get wore out. By the way, you said like sometimes a lot. It is like, it can be tiring. It's not for everybody to have their own business. So keep sticking with it. Keep finding ways to have fun in the process, because if you're not having fun, it's not worth it. It's not just all about the money. So keep reinvent yourself, pushing each other. And then one other thing is keep surrounding yourself with other people like 98.9 The Buzz coming on the show here and people like us, or somebody that is a mentor for you or positive influence that can give you that kind of guidance along the way. Because as you grow, you're going to have more obstacles. You're going to have more things come at you. Mm-hmm. And when you have the right support group there, it's going to help you get through them. So that's my advice, but I'm excited when I come to Rochester to go frost myself in the bakery. I'm going to frost myself and everything.
We'll throw the giant cinnamon rolls at each other.
I am dying for that. Do you have an obstacle that you're dealing with right now before we end here? Just one final question or piece of advice that you would like to get from Brandon?
So we are trying to get more vendors for weddings and things like that. A lot of the bakeries in the area are preferred vendors for wedding venues and things like that already. So it's tough going into new areas and saying, like, you know, we're just starting out, but we want this, and this is how we're different, and this is what we want to do for you guys, and to have them truly consider us sometimes.
Yeah.
So when I was in the ice business, I remember I had different ice accounts that I wanted so bad, and they were with my competitor. I showed up literally every other month. And I showed up with a card. I said, I just want you to know, I really want your business. I'm here whenever you decide to change. Well, eventually, the competitor made a mistake, and they were very, very unhappy. And I was there, and then I got the account. So persistence is key, showing up. Don't annoy them, but you show up and let them know you're there, and with a smiling face and a big cupcake or whatever it is, a cinnamon roll. And just have that presence, because that presence is what's going to stand top of their mind. So eventually they'll go to you, or they're going to tell you about, they're going to tell somebody else about you. So just keep showing up.
Do they need to adjust their price? Like, is there anything strategically they can do at this moment beyond just showing up all the time and staying top of mind? Should they?
I mean, you could do specials, but the thing is, some people, because they already have that like connection with another business, they don't even care so much about the pricing. Like, I remember going to a place one time and we never did get them, and they said, you know, you're probably better service, cost less, all that. But then a day, like, I'm not going to leave this person. So it's not always money. It's not always the cost or price that people, the reason why. It's something else. So, again, it could be a special service, something unique.
Yeah, there's a loyalty involved in repeat business customers. And there's also, it's also now like one of those, it's streamlined. So they don't want to deal with unhooking and hooking somebody in, right?
But one other thing you can do is maybe you provide something that the competitors don't, some unique thing that nobody else can provide.
We're also getting a new oven, and it's going to be like able to do more of our macarons and tarts and cream puffs and all sorts of stuff, which is what we really love doing. And right now we're really just doing cupcakes and brownies and cakes because that's what our oven can handle. So we're about to expand our case. And we're about to be able to expand our menu for catering options and wedding options, too.
Beautiful.
So I think that's going to help us a lot.
Okay. Excellent. But fine, do research and find that one thing that they aren't offering. Some service or
macarons. I couldn't hear anything else.
I know.
I see a rainbow.
Is it macarons? I always say macaroons.
I'm
going to
give
you
my address. Ship them.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much, Jen, Molly. And go
Thank
frost
you,
yourself. Give us the location one more time.
It's at 2544 Ridgeway Ave.
Awesome. Keep us posted, ladies. If you need anything else, we're here for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And if you want to get great advice from Brandon, just reach out to us.
Yes, absolutely. And follow Brandon T. Adams, Brandon T. Adams on all the social platforms.
All right. We'll be right back on Spazio and Sam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.